Move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
We're in UE. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Net would like to welcome KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, and KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Hope you guys are doing well. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, any additional stations Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is India Through Lima. Any station, India Through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. This is Whiskey America 4, Japan, Japan, Zanzibar. It's Andy operating portable in downtown Greenville. We'll be negative and negative.
Whiskey and Miss Anna are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you and Anna. Good evening, all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Hey, we. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
UE. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for comments. Hope everyone has a good night.
UE, you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
At group 2, let's go ahead and recognize WA4JJZ, Mr. Andy and Portable in Greenville tonight. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher Sid. Hope you are doing well, sir. And 4JBM in Campobello. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. He brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, please tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I'll be back around for you for some comments a little bit later. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Are there any additional stations, India through Lima, Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE.
For OVQ, Stacy down in Anderson. I'm in and out.
N4OVQ, that's Mr. Stacy down in Anderson. Stacy, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KF4NXY, that's Mr. David in Possum Kingdom. He brings along his wife, Miss Marie, and hello tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, you tell Tracy we said hello. All right, are there any additional stations, Mike, through Papa, KO4NUE? Move up to Echo Link stations real quick. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Hello again, Chad. If you will check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, speaking in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. Negative and negative. And do be sure to tell Miss Danny hello for me.
Welcome, KU4PQA. Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood, and Anna says hello back to you, Stephen. Hope you are doing well. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Dan, Anna, please check in N0TR. Excuse me. N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Chad, and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
04 NUE. Check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom in Greer, and KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. And Tom, you tell Ms. Bernice, me and Anna said hello. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Recheck, KA4PQA.
Stand by 1 second. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. That's KO4ZYX. Daniel down here in Woodruff on the HT this evening. I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Yeah, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
I'd like to welcome KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff, and K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, Mr. Stephen, go ahead with your recheck, sir.
Chad, when you recognize me, the prefix to my call sign is KA4, unless I was your roller, PQA.
Your audio is really poor. I'm not sure if you're on the headset again, but I got some of that transmission, not all of it. All right, we'll go ahead and, Mr. Stephen, maybe you can recheck with me in just a second. We'll go ahead and ask for any station Alpha through Zulu. Any station Alpha through Zulu that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Hey, Chad, you ought to be able to hear me a lot better now.
Steven, that's a lot better. Go ahead with your recheck, sir.
Affirmative, Chad, when you first recognized me, the prefix to my call sign is KA4, and unless I heard wrong, I thought I heard you say KN4PQA.
That's not a problem. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4FTU. That's Mr. Richard in Northwest Anderson County. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, before I, just one more time, now that I've got my volume straightened out, do be sure Do be sure and tell Anna again hello from me, KA4PQA.
PQA, KO4NUE. Stand by, sir.
PQA, this is KO4RYP. Hey, Stephen, I hope you're doing well.
I just wanted to say hello to you since I finally got my volume straightened out.
Before we move, before we close the formal portion of the net, we'd like to ask, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Hertz, we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in. Any station that does not wish to hang around for RACQ, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller. All right, we'll go ahead and start with the RACQ portion tonight. First on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. So did Anna get a chance to see a meteor the other night?
Too many clouds. She has been watching, but it's just been kind of gloomy for the past week.
This is KN4RJN. Well, tell her don't give up. they're still out there. In any event, on the solar front, we get. We got squat. There's not much happening. We got about a 25% chance of a radio blackout, R1 or R2. That's mild to moderate. And anything greater than that, there's only about a 1% chance, and everything else is just down in the dirt. So we got no problems there. If you have clear skies this evening, and I don't, I've got partly cloudy. Jupiter and Saturn both up, although Saturn will be down here before too much longer. Mars is up. And Orion has just broken the horizon here just a little bit ago. And if you got trees or whatnot in the way, wait a little bit and he'll be up in all his glory. Moon doesn't come up until very much later. Monday. Let's see, tonight you could possibly see the Andromeda galaxy. If you look towards the east, if you got a good set of binoculars or a telescope. Monday, there is a double cluster all night long on the 21st in the northeastern sky between Perth. There's a double in among those. If you've got a decent set of binoculars or a telescope, you've got two. One is the designation is NGC 869, if anybody cares. It's dense and contains more than 200 white and blue-white stars. The lower or more easterly cluster, NGC 884, is a little bit looser and hosts a handful of 8th magnitude golden stars. Clusters are formed in the same part of the Perseus arm of the Milky Way galaxy. And they are about 7,300 light-years away from us. So that particular region is heavily contaminated with interstellar dust and whatnot, so it diminishes the cluster somewhat. But if you've got a decent telescope, take a look at that. Other than that, tell Anna the Leonids actually go through till the first week or so of December. It's just peaked the other night. So there's still a few running around out there. So if you get some clear skies, give it a shot. This is KN4RJN back to net.
She said we'll keep trying, but we just have not been successful up to this point. Either cloudy or we just flat out missed it, one of the two. But we'll keep looking. Hope you were doing well, sir. And 73s to you, John. You be safe. We'll see you later on down the log. All right. Are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. So we moved on. Next on the list is Mr. Gary in Easley, KI4DOS. Go ahead, Mr. Gary, you got it.
We're in UE in the net, KI4DOS. So good evening again, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here today. Got up this morning, went over to help, helped out with the test session at the Red Cross building. I had some good news come out of there. Got two in there that passed their test, and one got an upgrade and one got their license, so was happy about that. Got on home and pedaled around a little bit. Had to go to the store to get some dog food. And so I left here and went over to the store and got over there, and the store was closed. it's just a small operation, but they had a sign on the door that it was closed due to illness, but they would be open on Monday.
Okay. Well, we had a similar day like that today. I'm in a little bit of trouble. Anna left this morning to go to town to get some groceries, and got all the way to town and forgot her wallet. So while she was in town, I decided to clean up the house. So we had some cardboard boxes from some stuff that we had shipped in, and unbeknownst to me, she had ordered a lamp. Nice, you know, ceramic lamp, handmade kind of thing. And, I don't know, it's probably close to 2 feet tall, probably about 8 inches in diameter. And, I thought it was an empty box. I took it out to the burn pit and just burn it to no recognition. I mean, you can't even hardly tell what it is. So, I'm in a little bit of trouble, and we got half the groceries we intended to get, but, you know, it is what it is, right?
I guess I'm going to have to bring Anna my weed eater over there, Chad. That way she can stripe your legs real quick. It won't take a whole lot of effort on her part.
About it is, I walked over to Dad's. We had a little family gathering over there, and my dad comes up here and uses the little burn pit in the yard we got here. But the rule is nothing but cardboard and paper, because if you burn anything else, I have to go out there and pick it up, and I don't like to do that. So I walked by and I saw, you know, what was left of the lamp. And I thought, that doggone daddy, he's been up here burning. I told him not to burn stuff up here like that. I'm gonna go tell him about it right now. And I got halfway down to Dad's house, and I turned around and came back, and I said, that don't look right. That's, you know, I better not say anything to him. I may have just burnt one of her things she had shipped in here. So, sure enough, I called her. And I said, you didn't have to order a lamp, did you? And she said, oh, yes, it's so nice. And blah, 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 blah. She just went to talking and talking. And I didn't have the heart to say anything till she got home. I just couldn't do it. But, you know, like I said, it is what it is.
Poor daddy, he gets blamed for everything. Well, I hate that you did that, Chad, but you were trying to do good, so I guess that she'll have to cut you a little bit of a break for that. You know, at least you're putting forth an effort of getting the house straightened up, cleaned up for her a little bit. I don't know. I think if I'd have thrown out something of the joys like that and thrown it in the fire and burned it, I'd have probably... She'd have told me to go out there and get my weed eater. I'd have had to go get it and start it for her. Then I got my legs trapped. No, that's not really true. But I hate that you did that. I know you didn't mean to by any means. But, you know, we all have these offbeat moments every once in a while when we do something we shouldn't. But you'll make it up to her, no doubt in my mind about that. But other than that, let's see, what else do we do over here today? Went out, played with the dogs, fed them, and I got a feeling that somebody, one of my neighbors, is feeding one of my dogs, or feeding my dogs, doing something over the fence. Caught one of them at it here earlier in the week, and that was a guy that works for my neighbor. he's got his own business, and I went down there and asked him. I said, would you tell your people not to feed my dogs? And he said, yeah. And I probably wouldn't be so picky about it, but you don't never know what somebody's liable to feed your animals. And I've already had one poisoned over here, and I don't want that to happen again. But I talked to my neighbor, and he said he'd talk to the people, you know, his workers. Yeah, see, he said, I don't want anybody feeding my dog either other than me. So we carried on a little bit about that. But I fed them this afternoon and late this evening, and they both ate pretty good. So maybe they didn't feed them anything today, but I'm going to keep an eye out. I hate trying to get up that early in the morning to catch some of them, but you know, if they do it at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm normally asleep. So I don't really want to get up to watch the dogs at that hour, but if I have to, but I hope I don't have to do that. But other than that, I guess that's about all that's going on over on this end of town. We had a good day over here. Like I said, we can't complain about anything. And I did get some stuff accomplished. The only thing I really didn't get done that I wanted to get done was buy dog food, and I even attempted that. We feed our dogs a specific brand, and won't get it, so I'll have to either wait till Monday or feed them something else.
KO4NUE with KI4DOS. Now, you're exactly right. We've had dogs out here since I was born, and we've had a couple of dogs poisoned, and that's not a fun thing to be, you know, to see, especially, you know, your family dog, because that's what they are. We've got two Great Pyrenees down there in the pasture, and evidently there's some skunks that have burrowed up in a hole in the middle of the pasture, and Hazel and Earl have found them. And she's already got two of them, and the place just stinks high heaven out here. You know, we're running the natural gas for heat right now till I get the wood cut, but that old smell gets caught up in the heat, and boy, it's awful. Dogs stink. The goats stay in the barn. They won't get out of the barn because it smells so bad. And we had a man out there in the yard today. Had a gender reveal. I've never been to one of those before. But I'm not sure what I think about that. But anyway, it smelled like skunk. And we had chili and vegetable soup, and it tasted like skunk too, so it's pretty bad.
Well, I hate that. I've never been to one of those particular get-togethers either. You'll have to tell me about that sometime when we're not on the radio. But I hate it for your dogs. I hate it for you goats, and I hate it more so for you and your family, because, polecat, they just don't smell good at all. But that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a super good net going. Thanks for picking it up. Sorry I didn't get the text message till late, but that's one of the hazards you do when you lay your phone down in one room and you go into another one. But y'all take care. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. On the net, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KA2TXJ.
TXJ, KI4DOS.
Listen to your conversation this afternoon with the gentleman who identified himself with that unusual call, and I was doing some research on that and also talking to a friend of mine, and he wasn't giving us the whole story there. In fact, the story he was telling is really not permitted by the FCC.
I'm aware of that. I was just trying to get his name and see if I could find out a little more information about it. But thanks for letting me know about that, and I'll turn it back over to Ned. Back to Ned.
Hey, I appreciate it, and always nice to know what you and Miss Joy are up to. Anna said to tell Joy said hello, and hope y'all are doing well. Y'all have a nice evening and a wonderful day tomorrow as well. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Because I'm here, I might as well check in KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2 TXJ, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
Apache KA2TXJ. Hope you're doing well down there in Taylor's tonight, sir. And appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, with that, we'll move on down the list, which is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you doing tonight, sir?
KO4NUE. This is KK4JBQ. Hey, first of all, thank you for being our net control tonight and giving me this opportunity. I always want to comment on how valuable I think John's little part in our net is each night. I was just imagining some things, and I got a question for you if you're still listening, John. Of all the stars that we're aware of, so many, how many of them have planetary systems? That we know of course. I imagine not all stars have planets. But that I've just got curious about that. Anyway, and I guess I'll say it. Your conversation with Gary was disturbing because I've had animals that were poisoned too. And I'll tell you, sir, it almost makes me lose my religion. Indeed, it does. And that's all I got to say about that. Well, I'll turn it over to you.
Larry, John's still on EchoLink. If you want to give a shout out, go ahead and call your station. I'll swing back around here in a second.
Still there with us?
This is KN4RJN. Larry, scientists believe that most stars have planetary systems, at least, you know, one or two. We have rarely found, except for maybe a newborn star, most established stars actually do have planets around them. Now, the planets are unique and wondrous in a whole lot of different ways, and very few of them are even close to being habitable. But most stars that have been established for, you know, a while do, in fact, have planetary systems. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes. Indeed it does, and I'm fascinated. I suppose that's because of the gravitational field created by a star. Any passing debris becomes, what's the word, accretion? The gathering of material that eventually will become a planet.
This is KN4RJ, and well, you're exactly right. Stars are formed out of gas that gravitationally eventually collapse. If there's enough of it and it collapses hard enough, it ignites and becomes a star. Well, there's always leftover stuff, and that leftover stuff eventually accumulates and forms into, you know, little rocks and then bigger rocks and then bigger rocks and eventually makes planets, or, you know, bits of gas that eventually form bigger bits of gas that eventually form big bits of gas, and you wind up with gas giants. So whatever's left over from the formation of a star usually winds up becoming a planet of one sort or another. So the majority of stars out there, if they don't have planets, they will have eventually.
You are, folks. It's why I'm going to nickname John Professor John. It's the way you explain it. I mean, that was pretty clear. I had a concept, but I just, you painted me a picture, and I thank you for that. And I'll get back with Chad and finish up. You have a good evening, John. KK4JBQ.
This is KN4RGN. Back to you, sir. You have a good evening, too. Back to Ned.
Glad you could get hooked up with John. I think the information he does get listen to the stars, whatever he's got to say about stars, but I do listen to the R reports, I call it, so I can kind of pay attention, you know, what's going on HF, I guess. But what's new your way? Everything going hunky-dory?
Yes, thank you for asking. I suppose it is. I'm getting over about with sleeplessness. I think it's because of the coolness of the house. We've turned back the thermostat to an unreasonable position. But, you know, Donna takes care of all the books. She's an accountant, so she does a much better job than I would. And so I let her do that, and it sure has freed up me from that concern. But then she reports how much, you know, the natural gas was for the beginning of our heating season. And it's just astonishing. So one thing we could do, of course, is to turn back the thermostat. And I've looked for other things that I could do to stay warm in the frosty air. Anyway, so I was reminded of something, and I want to mention this before, you know, other things take over. We're approaching Thanksgiving, and I certainly hope everyone out there has a marvelous meal plan. And when you gather with your family, I hope all goes well and nobody discusses politics or that kind of thing and disturbs the celebration. But as we approach Thanksgiving, of course, our mind will very quickly turn to Christmas. And I wanted to mention that on this net, everybody, if we're fortunate, everybody remember Christmas Eve. Wendy will be reading, I sure hope she has plans to do this, Wendy will be reading The Night Before Christmas. And it's something marvelous. It's something you want to gather your family around to hear. She does a superb job. And the reason I mention this is that I was thinking about one of the things that I'm doing to, let me let this drop, about one of the things I'm doing to stay warm in the house. When I read that 70% of your body heat radiates out the top of your head, well, think of that. So if you're walking around chilly, put something over your head. And then I thought of Wendy's poem. And I'll read the pertinent part of the poem. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. So he had a cap on, a sleeping cap. So I slept last night with a cap on my head, just a pullover, you know, knitted cap, and I was toasty. Now there you go. Some information that I think everybody might be able to use as we move on into the winter. It's going to be here. We have to face it. Let's try to stay warm. What do you think, Chad?
KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. So, let me tell you. You did ask. My grandmother, on my mother's side, Essie Whitmire. She lived in Pickens, and the house she lived in was, you know, insulated with newspaper, you know, that kind of stuff. It was always cold, but she had an oil heater, and they just heated one room, that and the kitchen. And when you went to bed at night, it was cold in there. But she had some bricks, red bricks, that she would put on the top of the oil heater during the day. And when it came time for bedtime, she'd take those bricks and put them in a cotton sock, I guess you could say, that she made. And she'd slip, you know, three or four of those in the bed. Two of them, when I spent the night with her, two of them went at the foot of the bed, and then two of them in the middle of the bed, and, you know, try to pre-warm the sheets. So, you know, you could try that if you're cold in the bed, but, you know, I remember staying with her and my grandfather. He was the same way. He had old iron, a metal iron, that he'd just throw it in the bottom of the bed, and I'd go spend the night with them, and, you know, they used the residual heat off of the bricks to, you know, so it wasn't such a shock when you got in the bed, because I do remember it just being so cold.
Devices will come up with a lot of different things to alleviate the seasonal shock that all of us are going through. I know we've had a night here down into the 20s, and the house just radiates heat. You know, I have lived in northern climates, northern Michigan, to be specific, and the construction is different. It's very different. And all of it, well, probably all of it, is owing to the fact that it gets frigid cold. I mean, terribly cold, and stays that way. Ground snow cover throughout the winter. And you don't see the green grass until April. Seriously. You don't see a blade of green grass. I'm done with that. Just as you know, I'm not conditioned to live in a climate like that. But anyway, it taught me things. Sometimes you go through stuff, and the best you can get out of it is to safeguard, with a little extra knowledge, safeguard your lifestyle. But we're sort of in the zone here. We're not far enough south that we get hot and stay hot and have a very mild winter. We have like a little mix of everything, and some really cool nights. I've seen it here below zero, and I frankly was quite shocked to be in South Carolina, even though it be the northern part of the state, South Carolina, and have below zero temperatures. I hope I don't see that this year for certain and sure. But anyway. I've had my turn. I reckon I'm just pleased to be here every night, and I really enjoy the net. I really enjoy what it offers. It's a bit of entertainment, distraction, and I get a great deal out of it. I'm here every night, and I hope to be forever. Chad, thank you for calling the net tonight, and thank everybody for being here. I will say 73KK4JPQ.
It's KO4NUE, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate the comments, Larry. Appreciate you dropping by. And, you know, you have a wonderful day tomorrow. And I need to FaceTime with you. I got something I want to show you. May do that tomorrow. Depends on what I got going on. But at any rate, 73. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. We'll see both of you on down the log. Try to stay warm and put your cap on tonight. Talk at you later. All right. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny, over here in Gastonia. My apologies for my lateness, but hey, better late than never. 73, y'all, and have a good weekend and a good Thanksgiving.
Hang on, recheck. We'd like to welcome WX4DAT, Mr. Danny and Gastonia. Danny, don't go anywhere. I need to talk with you just for a second. All right, go ahead and recheck.
PQ, I just want to let you know, Ted, that down here in Anderson, if you burn her lamp, she'll clean your clock, and then you go to the doghouse. But what I'm thinking, you may end up smelling like a goat in 4OVQ.
With you, KL4NUE. Well, what you don't know is I got those skunks that Hazel killed. I got them in a bag, and I'm headed your way tomorrow. So I got your address. So all them chicken problems you've been having, I'm fixing to fix it.
I had no idea you knew about the chicken. All right, brother, go ahead on and get back with them. In 4OVQ.
You have a good one, bud. I'll talk at you later. WX4DAT, Danny, you still in there? Hey, Danny, y'all still doing the Simplex Net in Gastonia?
8:30 on Wednesday night.
Who's point of contact for that again?
PCSA. That's Robert Wells. I'll copy over. I think you guys spoke before.
We're not really prepared as a club to do that. But we've been working pretty hard at it. So I think we're kind of want to branch out a little bit. So I'll give him a holler and see if we can make it work this time.
You know the frequency. It's 146.505.
Good copy. I'll give him a heads up and see if we can get something scheduled with the club. But thank you, Danny. 73's bud. You be safe. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard. Are there any station that would like to make a comment? Please call KO4NUE. Heard. With that, I'll go ahead and close the net to down. Please stand by for my net report. Turn the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
Near 5 Kilo Uniform Delta.
Station, this is KO4NUE. Were you trying to check in, sir?
Yeah, I guess you can go ahead and check me in. I just wanted to. I'm on the road on vacation. Heard your net, been listening to your net. I just wanted to get in there and say something. I guess I had my license about 3 years or something like that. Hadn't done a whole lot of talking. Anyway, I just wanted to come in there and tell y'all good evening.
Sir, let me get you in the log if you don't mind. All I got was KI5. Can you give me the suffix, please?
KI5 KUD. KUD.
My name, sir.
I'm Thaddeus. I'm from down there on the coast of Mississippi. Van Cleve, Mississippi.
Check it, bud. I got you. I looked you up. So you traveling tonight?
On vacation. Headed to Washington, D.C. to go see the sights.
Good deal. Well, my cousin and I went to Washington, D.C., I don't know, about 2-3 years ago. Well, no, it's been longer than that, actually. And, boy, did we see the sights. We went to the Smithsonian. We went to the Holocaust Museum. And we just went all over D.C. And, you know, it was a good thing. We went to the Vietnam Memorial. He had a family member that was killed in Vietnam, so we went to the wall and you know, left a memorial there, and went to the Korean Memorial. We watched the changing of the guard. We just made a whole week of it. But what are y'all planning to see?
Hey, we're going to the Smithsonian, the Washington Memorial. I don't know anything about it. I'm going up. It's all brand new to me. But some of those things you just mentioned, that's what we're going to see. And we're going to be there about a week. About what we're sounding like, we're going to do the same trip you did.
I'm not trying to be nosy, but is your family listening in tonight?
Right here in the car listening.
Just for the missus. So let me tell you, me and my cousin went to the, we went to Smithsonian first, and then I think we went to the Aeronautical Museum. But we decided we'd do something different and go to the Holocaust Museum. And I don't really know how to describe that. It was put together by a team of architects. The building itself, when you walk in, there's something about it that is just not right. There's two elevators. You can't see any of the museum unless you get on the elevators. And I distinctly went and told the lady, the curator, that I want to see the upper two level floors, but I do not want to get on the elevator. I don't like elevators. And she says, well, we're glad you came by for a visit, but you need to, you know, if you want to see the two floors, I thought that was kind of, you know, not very polite. But we hung around on the bottom floor for a little bit, and there's a little storyline there that tells you how it was designed. So when you come in the door, that not right feeling that you get is designed into the building so that you're faced with two elevators. And when you get on the elevators, this sounds harsh, but that was the intent of the whole building. You're given a ticket, an identification card, as to prove that you have paid to see the museum. But on the card is an identification card of a person that was exterminated during the Holocaust. When you get on the elevators, the building is designed that way on purpose, so that when you get on the elevators, they resemble a gas chamber. So you go to the second floor, and when you get off on the second floor, you get to see the gravity of the situation. And it is jaw-dropping. And I don't want to make this sound like entertainment. That's not what it was. It was so nobody ever forgets. It was that intense. And then you have to get back on the elevators again and go to the third floor. When you get to the third floor, it is a complete marble mausoleum with all of the names, known names, that are carved in marble. And in the center of this dome-like structure is a single candle with all of these names of, you know, all of the known people that were, the known names that were killed during the Holocaust. And it was quite the experience. I got to be honest with you. But just get ready for some intensity, because it's pretty intense, and that's what it's designed to do.
So that's in the Smithsonian?
Across the courtyard from the Smithsonian. It's down a back street. The building is designed to be very industrial. The temperature is cold. It's not comfortable. From the second you walk in the door, you become uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. Just the way it's designed, the way it looks, the way it feels, the temperature. The curator and the people who work there, they weren't rude, but they were that way for a reason. They were not just, it wasn't a bad exhibit because they were bad employees. That's part of the experience. You're herded. And it begins, you know, the second you walk in the door and they give you the identification card. And from that point on, you're pretty much treated like a number. And it was quite the thing to experience. And out of all the things we experienced, that and the Vietnam Memorial left a pretty intense ingrained a pretty intense image in my mind. So, you know, not trying to tell you what to do, just giving you some information. I want to check it out. It's well worth experience.
Yeah, we'll have to go make sure we go see that, because sounds to me like that's something everybody ought to go experience. Might do the whole world some good. But yeah, I appreciate it. No, we'll be looking out for those. We're going to see it, you know, whenever we got time to see. But we'll I wanted to go see both of those. I appreciate it.
UE with KI5KUD. All right. So one other thing. So I have been to the Vietnam Memorial 3 times, and the third time with my cousin. When you go to the memorial, just understand, if you don't know anything about it, it's formed in the shape of a V. And there's an angle to it. As soon as you walk up to one side of the V, the names that were killed in Vietnam, they begin. And it's in date order. So the lowest part of the angle starts in, I forget what year it is, when the conflict started. And as the war intensified, so does the piece of granite with the names on it, until it gets to the apex somewhere in 67 or 68, maybe 69, with all of the names. And as the conflict de-escalates, so does the granite wall. But there's some things you might want to be aware of that if you don't know is there, you'll miss. So first thing is that memorials, all not flowers. The flowers are discarded. But letters, mementos, dog tags, anything that is not a flower that is left at the memorial is collected, cataloged, and stored in a warehouse in D.C. One thing, you know, just an interesting fact, which I think was kind of neat. You'll also see an urn there on the courtyard somewhere. And that urn is there for anyone who groups will come in, or veterans will come in who had friends that died during the conflict. And they will have letters, or they'll write their names on the pieces of paper. And they'll burn them in the urn. And, of course, the smoke rises into the air. And it's, you know, symbolic to bring closure. You know, my friend died. You know, I'm in pain. can send his memory up in smoke and bring some closure to, you know, some of the hardships that veterans have experienced during the conflict. This was the most important for me, and I did not see it until the third visit. And don't miss it. There's a bronze statue east of the memorial. You can't miss it, but it's off to the side, just out of the wood line. And when you see it, you're going to think that's an odd place to put a bronze statuette. There's three soldiers there. There's one African American, two white guys, and in the middle is a wounded veteran, and they are carrying him out in the center, in between the two of them. One of them has a machine gun, and the expression on their faces is horrific. And you sit there and you look at it and you think, my word, the sculptor captured it perfectly. But you initially you think that the expression on their face is out of horror of what they've just experienced. But two out of the three, the third one is wounded.